The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What a world! Welcome to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's blogging, theboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB. And for my dear, your humble host, on The Ocho, it is Friday, September 17th, 2021. We hope all is well wherever you are. We hope you're happy, safe, healthy, and we hope that you're looking forward to another Dallas Cowboys game 2 days for now. It's been a rough week for the Cowboys. It's been a rough actual like 7 days from this point a week ago. Michael Gallup, obviously, you know, calf strain, 3 to 5 weeks, injured reserve. Lyle Collins, suspension. Randy Gregory, placed on the COVID list. DeMarcus Lawrence, broken foot. Now this Donovan Wilson situation. It's tough cookies. And I know we didn't have an episode of The Ocho yesterday, but here's the deal. Whenever we do have something else that we can substitute or we have conversations, we definitely want to share those with you. You'll notice, or you obviously did notice, that we shared the emergency roundtable session and discussion that myself, Bobby Belt, David Howman, Tony Catalina, and I all had. I said I myself twice, so forget that. But that we had on Wednesday night in the aftermath of the DeMarcus Lawrence news. Obviously, going to be an interesting game for the Cowboys to see how things fare for them against the Chargers. We do have a Madden simulation. I won't tell you who won, but we did take, obviously, all these players out of the game, which made it tough. That should be dropping on our YouTube channel soon. But in terms of relevant news today, DeMarcus Lawrence placed on injured reserve. That's not exactly shocking. We knew that that was coming. DeMonte KZ was added to the Cowboys injury report on Thursday with a thigh injury. Not exactly ideal, again, for a team that could be down 3 defensive starters against a very good offense and a very good quarterback this week. Randy Gregory, DeMarcus Lawrence, and Donovan Wilson. Donovan Wilson missed practice for the second straight day, so that is also not ideal. Nashawn Wright did return to practice from his non-football-related reason for missing on Wednesday. Hopefully all is well with him. You know, this has been tough, and Thursday was an interesting day because the Washington football team and New York Giants played, and so that kind of just put in perspective how winnable the division is. And you know, this was a great game between Washington and New York that Washington won on a last-second field goal. The Giants are just so inept. I mean, you know, I don't like to pat myself on the back, but I am really proud of calling that the Giants were going to be just like people thought they were going to be bad. I knew they were going to be a dumpster fire. Just couldn't get out of their own way. And so watching that game, though, kind of makes you realize how winnable this thing really is for the Cowboys, right? I think that was our takeaway generally on Thursday night. You know, Taylor Heinicke looked fine. Daniel Jones actually looked really good and certainly got let down by Darius Slayton and whatnot, and you know, the would-be 58-yard touchdown run. But that's just kind of who the Giants are. They're going to stumble. They're going to fall. They're going to get in their own way. I mean, it took running into that for Washington to get their first win of the season. And so now you look at it and the pressure's on. Washington's 1-1. Philadelphia's got San Francisco in their home opener this week, and I think the 49ers win that game. But, you know, hey, if the Eagles win, they're 2-0 coming to Dallas, right, for Monday Night Football next week. And so the pressure is on for the Cowboys to get a win, and the pressure doesn't care about all these injuries. The pressure doesn't care about all that happening. The pressure demands results. I mean, you know, I was talking about this with Bobby Belt, who you can hear on Mondays on Cowboys Cast here at Blog of the Boys. And you know, if you think about it, Mike McCarthy has coached 5 full games with Dak Prescott, if we don't count the Giants game last year because Dak was obviously hurting it. And in those 5 full games, so the first 4 games last year, which were the Rams, the Falcons, the Browns, and the Seahawks. I know not in that order. And then you've got, obviously, the opener against the Buccaneers last week. The Cowboys have won one of those games. And I'm definitely not as out on McCarthy as a lot of people are, but they are 1-4 in the five full games that Mike McCarthy has had Dak Prescott. And that one win was by virtue of an insane onside kick. I mean, you can go a lot of ways with this. My point is, you know, I have said and talked about how, you know, Tyron Smith missed time, Lyle Collins has missed time twice, Leighton Vander Esch missed time, now DeMarcus Lawrence is missing time. All these situations suck, and they are not ideal, but he has Dak Prescott, and we all believe that with Dak Prescott, this is possible. And so this is going to be a really, really interesting game for the Cowboys on Sunday. I'm very excited to see what happens. I mentioned we have the Madden Sim dropping on our YouTube channel. Go check that out. Subscribe to our channel, please. We also have our game preview. I spoke with Michael Peterson, who covers the Chargers for SB Nation, does a great job from it, or Ford, excuse me. And we also have an interview with somebody from his site. Yeah. Yeah, like the synergy that we have here at SB Nation. Dropping later on today here on the Black and the Boys Podcast Network with Girls Talking Boys. So lots of stuff coming your way. We have our preview show. The Jersey Boys will be here over the weekend, and Mauricio will be here as well for Cowboys Oi. So lots of Cowboys content coming your way to get you through the weekend until kickoff on Sunday. The next time you hear from me, though, here on the Podcast Network will be the postgame show. You can participate in that live on the Black and the Boys YouTube channel if you want to. We enjoy it. It's therapeutic. It's cathartic. We can kind of get through things together. This week, though, we'll definitely be celebrating together. Have a great weekend. I don't know what you got planned, but I hope it's fantastic. And I hope that when we next speak again, the Dallas Cowboys are 1-1. In fact, the Dallas Cowboys will be 1-1. Three teams in the NFC East will be 1-1. Let's go ahead and say that right now. Hey, have a great day. Have the best Friday of all time. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you manana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.